With Auburn's 2027 class nearly full, they turn their attention to 2028, and they could start off with a bang.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we're ready to get after it. Is Auburn close to landing their signal caller for their 2028 class? We'll talk about that, the shift in to the 2028 class, and how this staff is playing catch-up and doing a really, really good job at a really fast pace. And then, guys, we're only 1 week away from fall camp. Holy cow. We've almost made it. Hang in there. We're going to jump into all that in just a second. But before we do that, we're going to give a quick shout-out to Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Go to Calendly.com/Ford Stokes, and you can literally book an appointment into his calendar. I've never seen this before. Dude's giving you access to his calendar. Jump in there, click a date, click a time, and you can get your first consultation, and then eventually go through your whole portfolio. Come up with a retirement plan all the way to your 95th birthday, a Social Security maximization report, all that good stuff. Show them some love. It's Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. Like I said, Auburn could be close to landing their first commitment, I believe, of the 2028 class. And it could be a quarterback, which I think is really cool and really different for the most part. That's not been the case very often that Auburn's gotten a quarterback as their first commit. I think the last one I can remember is Joey Gatewood. And I can't even remember if he was like the literal first. He was one of the first commitments of whatever class that particular was. I think it was like 2018 maybe. 2018 class, yeah, because I think that was the year he was a freshman. But yeah, it looks like Auburn could be close to landing. Still got some work to do. A quarterback from Gadsden City High School in Gadsden, Alabama, Sam Solly. Now, look, whenever you hear a name, there's a chain of events typically, for me anyway. First off, you go look at their recruiting pages. You type in Sam Solly, and then you can type in 247. You can type in On3, Rivals, whatever. And you go and you pull up their recruiting pages. You're like, okay. Looking at the recruiting pages, 3-star currently on Rivals, unranked on ESPN, and unranked on 247. Okay. That's interesting. Then you scroll down a little bit further, and then you look at their offer list. I think that's probably like the second thing I do. And you're like, Auburn, Tennessee, Alabama, Florida, Mississippi State, and it looks like it's between Auburn and Tennessee. And you're like, okay, he's 6'3", 190. What am I missing here? Like, what's the deal? Why is the ranking so low? So then my next chain of events is I typically go to their Max Preps page, because although it's not a 100% reliable because it requires that particular high school to be inputting stats, you go look at their Max Preps page and you can typically go like game by game and get a game log, just like you can get on like ESPN for, you know, college guys or NFL guys. So you go over to the Max. I'm like thinking he must have just lit it up last year. He must have just absolutely exploded last year. And you go to his Max Preps page, and he threw for just a little over 1,300 yards last year and completed 53%, almost 54% of his passes. He threw 13 touchdowns and one interception, and not a big running threat. So you're like, man, what is the buzz? Like, where is the buzz coming from? He transferred to Garden City last year and apparently within 4 weeks, he took over as the starting quarterback and then went 7-2. But those were his statistics last year. So, like, those aren't super impressive. Okay. The only thing really impressive here is the offer list just on paper. Okay. Where is all this buzz coming from? He's labeled as one of the hottest, you know, prospects in the Southeast, potentially one of the fastest rising. Where is this coming from? And then you start to see articles that are coming out from, like, Chad Simmons, who's, you know, one of the, if not the top recruiting analyst in the Southeast, really, really raving on this kid, so much so that at the most recent 7-on-7 event, all gas camp type event that he was at, in, I think it was in Birmingham this past weekend, he had Sam Solley as his top performer. How do kids get rankings? That's the question to ask. How do kids get rankings? Their football seasons obviously have a lot to do with it. So far, he's got 9 games under his belt. He's a sophomore, so you got to think about that. He's a sophomore going into being a junior. So, like, in a couple of weeks, he'll be a junior. So the only statistics you have from him, the only game film you have from him, is his game film as a sophomore transferring from, like, private school ball to pretty big classification in Alabama football. So you got statistics on the field. And then I honestly think that where these kids really explode up their rankings are at these daggum camps, man. You have your team 7-on-7 camp. So a lot of high schools will do, like, a season. They'll go do these, they'll do maybe multiple tournaments. They'll do a mini season of 7-on-7 in the summer. And every one that he's been to, he's been one of the standouts. Then they start doing that's school 7-on-7. Then you have, like, these 7-on-7 organizations, all gas is one, where there will be the even more 7-on-7 events, 7-on-7 tournaments that are outside of high school. So it's like all-star teams. Think about, like, travel baseball, but for 7-on-7. Now, it's not as intense and not as – you don't play as long in as many events as you would for travel baseball, but it's still – it's like an all-star team that goes out and does 7-on-7. So they have those type camps to place them on teams. And then you have your actual recruiting service camps. So then you'll have – like, Rivals will have some camps. And you've seen Under Armour host camps for ESPN. 247 will have some camps. And, like, those are where guys start to get seen. So the bottom line is he's already on everyone's radar in college. You're just looking at the offer list. And he's really getting his first go-round, so to speak, his first go-round in the summer series, going from his sophomore to his junior year. He's going to have his junior season. Then he's going to have another summer of this, and then he's going to have his senior season. So if he's already starting to shoot up and expecting to get huge bumps in his ranking for the 2028 class already, you can only imagine what's going to happen if this momentum carries into his junior season. And then, again, offseason, senior season. Auburn has him apparently as their number one quarterback on their list as far as the 2028 class goes. So it'd be really, really neat, I think, to start off your 2028 class. I think his commitment date is August 8th, which is, like, what, next Saturday, next Sunday, something like that? Which is crazy to think. Like, it's that close that August is here already. But, yeah, that'd be fun. Again, like I mentioned, I think the last first commit that I can think of, and again, I think Joey Gatewood was the first commit of that class. If he wasn't, he was very, very early. And I remember thinking he was going to be just the best thing ever. And then he had the whole jugs. I think the jugs machine accident his first year and hurt his hand and couldn't play a lot and got in the doghouse. And then it was just over after that. Hopefully you're going to have a different story with Sam Solley, but so could be fun. Could be fun to watch, and he could be one. He's one we need to really watch after his commitment, really watch how he blossoms as he gets a full season as quarterback at, I guess, Gadsden City is the school he's at now. Yeah, Gadsden City Titans. So cool stuff, man. It's time. It feels early. It feels early to start on 2028, but you're actually behind, but they're getting close to catching up. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to the PTAC Precision Tune Auto Care. Beat the heat. Holy cow, it was hot yesterday. And holy cow, it's going to be hot today. I really hope your AC is running at tip-top shape because it's going to be working overdrive when the heat indexes are, you know, in the mid, you know, between 100 and 110 across Alabama or the Southeast, really. You can get a free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis, and $50 off any AC repairs over $300. They're open at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time between 7 and 9. If you drop it off, you can get a $50 oil change right there in Opelika at the corner of Pepperell Parkway and Veterans Parkway, where two parkways collide. It's Precision Tune Auto Care. Show them some love. And then buyauburn.com. Do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're going to be a part of the family and you're going to say you love supporting Auburn people, this is the best way to do it. Got a business network of, you know, 40 plus businesses currently all across the country, and we want to grow it even more. You get a chance to have a business listing. It's less than a dollar a day, and you get a business spotlight podcast. We got a new one coming up this weekend that I think you're going to really like. Make sure you tune into those. It's buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. One of the toughest things when you're, I think, one of the many tough things, but I would say probably one of the toughest things is getting ahead in recruiting when you get hired at a new school, because you think that, okay, it's 2027, the 2027 class, we're going to be recruiting the 2027 class in 2026. We're going to sign them in 2027. And hey, after we get done with that, we're going to switch gears and then we're going to start recruiting 2028. And then we're going to, like, it's a season. That's the way I think most people that don't really understand how it works would think that recruiting works. It doesn't work that way. In reality, your guys that are more entrenched, your guys that have been there for years at a school like a Kirby Smart. Kirby Smart's recruiting 2029 right now. Like, that doesn't mean that they've just got a pile of 2028 commits, but they know who their guys are already for 2028. And they're already starting to work on 2029. Whereas when you come into a new job, you have to literally cram the recruiting class that you're in, you got to cram that in, you know, as fast as possible. You have to work overtime to make sure you're not missing. You're truly locking in on your evaluations, but you have such a short window because if you spend too much time on that first class, even though it's so important, you're going to be miles behind on 2028. So that may be one of the reasons why so much work has been done before really July even got here. The class was almost finished. I mean, your last commitment, James Branch, that gets you back to 25 commits. That's been a full class for Auburn for a lot of years. And a lot of times, those guys, those numbers don't get there until later on into the season, into the actual football season. So you can see that what they're doing is trying to be very, very honed in on the prospects they're getting, but they're doing it at a very high, like, quick pace so that they can play catch up and get ready for the 2028 class, because apparently the 2028 class in the state of Alabama is going to be freaking loaded. Obviously, we just talked about Sam Solly. There's so many other top prospects in Alabama and in the Southeast. It's going to be a really, really deep class. So, yeah, you want to get as ahead of the game as you possibly can. And Alabama did not recruit the 2027 class very hard for, you know, whatever reason that they put out there that that's the case. So you can imagine if you didn't spend a lot in the 2027 class, you're going to have money to spend in the 2028 class, and they're already starting to reel off some 2028 commits. Now, it's a long way from now until then, but that's what teams are doing now. Like, it's getting to the point where you're almost 2 years in advance as far as recruiting goes. So kudos to this staff, because I can't really point to a lot of kids in the class currently, the 2027 class, where it feels rushed. Where it's like, man, we just got to get bodies. You got a good mix of your high top-end guys already. You got a good mix of the mid-tier guys. And then you got a good mix of guys that you think could pop that probably aren't going to, just call it what it is, cost a ton, that you could develop for a few years. And who knows, if they pop, great. If not, that's okay too. There's a really, really good mix of those. And I think as tough as it is, this staff seems to really want and really value continuity. They want to try to keep as many of the same guys in their system, in their culture, as they can, because that's how they feel they can build successful teams. And I think you've seen that pretty much if you go look across the board at some of the top teams in the country. Retention is probably one of their biggest expenses every year. Retaining who you got. Hey, we drafted well. Let's keep them. We may not just be just the tip-top guys in the portal every year, because we got a really good roster and we want to keep it. Auburn's got to get there. You had to get this 2027 class under your belt. We really, really like it as a class as a whole. Still some pieces out there you could get that you could flip as the season goes on. But, hey, we got to catch up. We got to shift to 2028. We got a potential commitment on August 8th. Could be our quarterback. That could be fun, be the linchpin, the centerpiece of the class. And kids love to know who their quarterback's going to be in the class. It would be great for that to be the very first commitment. That'd be pretty cool. So we'll see what happens. They're going to be battling Tennessee between now and August 8th. And there's a number of other suitors. Alabama's in the mix. There's another that could come on. I mean, you've seen Auburn do it, where kids seem like they're going elsewhere, and then Auburn comes on strong at the end and flips them back into Auburn's boat and gets their commitment. So it ain't like the story's written yet. So we'll see what happens there. Dadgummit, guys, fall camp is 1 week away. We're probably going to have like a preseason press conference at the beginning of the week sometime. And then, if I'm not mistaken, I think August 4th is the first practice, which is next Wednesday, right? My dates are terrible. My dates in geography are not my strong suit. No, August 4th is a Tuesday, so I guess August 5th is the first practice. I don't know why. I think the June recruiting surge to me feels like this summer went by faster than maybe any summer ever. Would you guys agree? It just feels like the summer flew by this time. I can remember being where it's like we're never going to get there. It feels like it's been months, and you look up, and it's like June 4th. Like, God, is it ever going to get here? We just barely are out of May. August, September is so far away. And then I really do think it was that June recruiting surge, because it was like every two or three days you got to commit, and we're fired up, and we got stuff to talk about, and we're not having to do a bunch of lists and the surprise person that nobody's talking about, those type of shows, because there was so much action. And now we're here. Well, we're almost here. This probably the next 7 days will drag like those old summers. But I got so much to look forward to. Can't wait to see how the team has evolved from spring till now. I just cannot wait to watch Byron Brown play football for Auburn. I can't wait, man. I just got a really good – I think he's going to be special. And then also, I think next week the guys leave for Greece, the basketball team. I've been seeing a lot of those guys as well. We'll get to see them in action. I think they're trying to work on if it's going to be able to be streamed or not. But yeah, you'll have some basketball action here within, you know, a little over a week. A lot of fun stuff on the horizon. We've almost made it through another summer. And it's time to get the football season started. Guys, I really appreciate y'all listening. Everybody that always tunes in every morning in the live premiere. And then all those who comment, I love every one of them. Love to have those conversations. Make sure you like. Make sure you subscribe. And we'll be back again tomorrow. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.